From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. For all the attention that's been paid so far, only a tiny percentage of Americans have voted for president. That begins to change on Tuesday as seven states hold their primaries and caucuses. We're going to begin our coverage tonight by visiting two of them, and we will start with NPR's Adam Hochberg, who's been following Senator John Kerry. He's considered the front runner in the race now after winning in Iowa and New Hampshire, and he's been campaigning today in Kansas City, Missouri. And Adam, what has Senator Kerry been saying?
Senator Kerry has been using the same stump speech that has worked well for him in the previous states, with similar to what we've heard in Iowa and what we've heard in New Hampshire, and also what he's used in South Carolina. Senator Kerry appears with military veterans at just about every stop that he makes, talks about his own Vietnam War experience, and in a line that always seems to get applause, he says if President Bush wants to question his patriotism or have a debate with him about military readiness and the United States military, he says, I'm going to use three words the president understands, bring it on. And that's sort of become the hallmark of this campaign, the hallmark phrase, really taking that phrase away from President Bush. And that's always the line that gets a lot of applause, and it did here as well.
Well, as John Kerry attacks President Bush, his rivals are attacking John Kerry. Howard Dean and Wesley Clark have been questioning Kerry, and here's a sample from Howard Dean today.
We want our country back for ordinary people. We're not going to do that by nominating just another inside the beltway guy who's played the game for 15 years. I say enough.
That's Howard Dean speaking today. And Adam, of course, yesterday he described Kerry by saying he's a talker, not a doer. Is Senator Kerry responding to these attacks?
He's not responding personally. He's very much trying to stay above the fray of getting into a fistfight with his competitors on these kinds of charges and countercharges. The Kerry campaign is having surrogates answer these questions for him, answer these allegations. Yesterday, after Governor Dean made the remark about Senator Kerry being a talker and not a doer, the Kerry campaign issued to the news media a long list of what they said were Senator Kerry's accomplishments in Washington. And when General Clark made some allegations along the lines that Senator Kerry had not been consistent in his support for affirmative action, the response from the Kerry campaign in that case came from Congressman Jim Clyburn, an African-American congressman from South Carolina who's supporting the Kerry campaign.
Now, Adam, you've been traveling through a state that, as a lot of political analysts have pointed out, is newly in play. It is Dick Gephardt's home state. He was expected to win it until he dropped out. Is there any sign of which candidate his supporters are backing?
If you believe the polls here, Senator Kerry has a large lead in Missouri over the second-place runner, Senator John Edwards of North Carolina. Just anecdotally talking with people at the John Kerry event here today, I encountered a number of people who were undecided. They said that they were listening to Senator Kerry today, and then they planned to go to another event in Kansas City this evening where Senator Edwards will be here. And quite a few people, I was surprised at the number of people who said, I'm here to sample, to stick my toe in the water, to see what Senator Kerry has to say, and then I'm going to see John Edwards this evening and make up my mind. But again, we should say, if you believe this polling that's out there, Senator Kerry has a double-digit lead on Senator Edwards in Missouri.
NPR's Adam Hochberg has been traveling with the Kerry campaign. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks.